Masechet Kelim Perek Zayin Mishnah He. Mishnah says, Nital Ehad Mehin. If one of the 3 feet came off, we're talking about the feet of the Kira. So now the Kira is tilted to one side. Metame'in be'maga, ve'ena metame'in ba'avir. The 2 other feet become tameh through direct contact, but they do not become tameh through their airspace. If it's tameh, they become tameh from a sheres that touches them, because the kira is still usable, even though one of the feet is missing, but they do not become tameh from a sheretz that enters the airspace, because a kira can be used this way only with difficulty. So the tuma is only derabanan over here, because it's not such a functional kira anymore. Whenever we have a derabanan type of tuma, we don't want to make it full across the board, fully tameh, because then people are going to think that it's a biblical type of tuma. So we'll allow it in one instance because we don't want people to think it's biblical, and then they'll burn terumah or kodesh that's really in contact with it when you're not allowed to, because it's only rabbinic type of tumah. For a biblical type of tumah, you would burn the terumah. So we want to show clearly that it's rabbinic, so therefore we're not going to make a decree across the board. This is divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon metahed, but Rabbi Shimon says no. The 2 remaining feet are fully tahor, according to Rabbi Shimon. Hachamim did not make partial tum'ah for earthenware utensils, so therefore, if they didn't want to make a decree for the airspace, they wouldn't make a decree for the contact either. We have a different machloket about another example of a two-footed kira. Asa shenayim zeh keneged zeh. If you made the kira with 2 feet to begin with, one on one side and one on the other side, so the kira was stable, the feet over here would be wider in order to allow the kira to stand without tipping over. They become tameh through contact and through airspace. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Even though kira that stands on its feet usually has 3 feet, here it was made with 2 feet and the feet become tameh even through airspace. But Rabbi Shimon says no, the 2 feet are tahor. Now we'll go back to a kira that has 3 feet. We learned in the last Mishnah that if the feet were 3 fingers high or less, they become tameh. Here we'll learn that the law in a case where there are more than 3 fingers high. Hayu gevohin mishalosh etzpaot mishalosh ulematan mitamein b'maga o ba'avid. If the feet under the kira were more than 3 fingers high, the parts of them that were from 3 fingers and under, the parts that are within the first 3 fingers of the bottom of the kira, they become tamen through direct contact and through airspace because they're considered to be part of the kira. Mishalosh ulmalan mitamein b'maga ve'enan mitamein ba'avir. But the parts from the 3 fingers and above, more than 3 fingers away from the kira, they become tameh only through direct contact, but do not become tameh through their airspace. That's the divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon again metahed. Rabbi Shimon says no. The parts of the feet that are more than 3 fingers away from the kira are completely tahor. They do not become tameh even through direct contact. Consistency with Rabbi Shimon throughout the machlokot, how he holds that there's no halfway tum'ah, so the extra length does not become tameh at all. Certain types of kirot had feet, but they weren't under or below the kira, but attached on the side through these horizontal bars that extended out from the bottom of the kira. Here we'll talk about how close to the kira the feet have to be to become tameh through airspace. Hayu meshuchin min asafa, if the feet were not directly under the kira but were pulled away from the edge of it, there was space between the legs and the sides of the kira. Betoch shalosh etzba'ot mitame'in b'maga ba'avir. The parts of the feet that were within 3 fingers of the edge become tameh through direct contact and through airspace. Hut mishalosh etzba'ot mitame'in b'maga ve'ena mitame'in ba'avir. But anything beyond the 3 fingers of the edge become tameh only through direct contact but not through airspace. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon says that the parts of the feet that are more than 3 fingers away from the edge are completely tahor.